The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, Ryan, down in Rochester, from everything I've heard, you were having a pretty good season. How did you feel the season was going for you down there?
Yeah, I feel like it was a fun start to the year. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was. I thought I was playing well. The team was playing really well. Sort of like we were going in spurts. But yeah, we had a lot of movement, obviously, with our team. So new guys filling in roles now there. And, yeah, I felt like overall it was a good start to the season, though, for me personally.
You have the same assistant coaches but a new head coach. How are things different, if at all, down there?
Yeah, so Mike Leon, great coach. Like, love having him. Obviously miss Seth a lot in that position. The culture, though, is maintaining the same. Assistant coaches, Pager and Vinny. Bring a lot of energy for the team and stuff. So it's actually really fun coaching staff there. Obviously they're young, very young coaching staff. A lot of them have played recently too. So it's fun to connect with them, and they're definitely pushing us. And yeah, definitely like Coach Mike as the head coach down there. He's definitely very steady and just a solid coach.
Where have you seen improvements in your game?
Yeah, I'd say improvements. I'd say defensively, I'd say I'm getting a little more like steady, I'd say. Just being able to, you know, use my body more to buck guys out, being able to close on guys quickly. Definitely learning more of how to do that. Still improving and got ways to go, but yeah.
Was that a big focus for you during the summertime? Maybe even getting stronger and do the types of work that you maybe did in the summertime?
Yeah, definitely the strength part was something I was working on. As far as box outs, I feel like it's hard to do that during the summer. Usually just me and my dad in the ice, so didn't want to go too hard on him. Yeah, definitely there's things I was working on as far as a lot of puck touches and stuff. Yeah, so...
The experience that you gained during your time with the Sabres last season, what did you take away from that? How do you think, you know, the hindsight can really help you, you know, now that you have this opportunity here?
Yeah, I think, like, knowing how competitive it is every night, how every game is huge for every team, taking, again, like, the way the guys prepare, the way, like, so many guys here are just working on extra things, seems like it is, like, next level as far as preparation and just kind of like that pro attitude, I guess. So, yeah, I think taking away the experience of, you know, playing games where I, you know, play against teams and guys who I'm watching now was definitely being like, hey, I can be out there, and just also seeing, like, seems like the league's getting better too. Like, there's teams are getting better. There's skill, even the way they approach games, the systems and stuff, seems like there's a lot more knowledge going into the game. So yeah,
for you, even though you've only been up here a short time, how much have you had to learn? Because of course different coaches are going to do different things. So Lindy Ruff's going to do things different than maybe Don Granato did. So how much learning has there been for you in the short time you've been up here to get yourself used to and do the things that Lindy Ruff wants to see the team do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of learning. So, like, just paying attention in video. There's new new terms, new coaching points that Lindy has been making. So now I'll have to apply it when I get the chance to play. Definitely applying it in practice and stuff, and seeing it, just being around here, just even watching the games, seems like there is a different style of play for this team. So,
has Marty been big too, trying to help you through that too, you know, with him coaching the D?
Yeah, Marty definitely has been huge help for me to, you know, take me aside and ask if, you know, I know what's going on in the PK, if I know what's going on in the box, like just defensive zone. So I think he's definitely talked to me a lot. And then, yeah, being involved in the team meetings, just hearing his coaching tips. And he'll ask me questions too. So,
based on your time playing with him in Rochester, what do you think's allowed Tyson Kozak to step in and do as well as he's done this couple of games?
Yeah, I think that he just doesn't change, like, as far as his preparation and just his attitude. He's always just comes to the rink and just works, and even in games just works, doesn't matter. So obviously I know our coaches loved him down there in Rochester, but now, like, him, just seeing him in this role, he's playing the same hockey that I've was seeing him play in the AHL. So it's impressive to watch him, you know, capitalizing and opportunities here. So yeah.
How have you felt about your progress since becoming pro, getting all the experience in Rochester and here, and from year to year where you are now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like there's been a lot of more, like, okay, yeah, coming from college where I was just around, like, the college, like, lifestyle, and then coming here and seeing, okay, there's guys from every league, and, you know, they're trying to fill a spot and fill a role and do the best they can. So I think just adding that, it's almost like seems more, like, intense in a way. So, yeah, that transition's definitely been noticeable to me about how, okay, I need to take this more seriously. Like, this could be, like, my job, so or it is my job right now, but it could be for the future too. So how am I gonna, like, approach each day that actually treats it like a job instead of just you know, in college is more just go to class and school, so it's more like a game, even though I could have taken it more seriously. But yeah, definitely taking it more serious now, and also learn to just be the best I can be and have fun, and also not put too much pressure or stress on myself.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.